大家请坐，哈利路亚！今天是我的荣幸 ，OK， 能够来这边跟你们讲到哦。其实呢，我的华语还是很差啦，不过真的有这个机会跟你们华文部分享神的语言是我的荣幸。我相信神在我们三立的华文部做了心事 ，Amen。在我们这边真的是moving powerfully 啊，
大能的来运行在我们当中。
而且今天是我的荣幸，有达亮牧师来为我翻译哦。
It's my honor 。
其实呢，达亮牧师做这个翻译是很认真，你知道吗？在差不多有两个月前，他已经问我牧师，你准备要讲什么了吗？
两个星期啦，
最少也是有一个月吧。一个月前就问我牧师你要讲什么，可以先让我知道吗？给我一下准备。那我讲一个月前是不可能的，不过我真的是很努力。这个礼拜开头的时候，我刚是星期二、拜二、拜三，我就把我所要讲的到交给奥牧帮我做翻译，然后给达亮牧师知道熟悉一下啦，对不对？不过呢，今天我想跟你们知道，我走进这边敬拜的时候，圣灵跟我讲要换我所讲的。
God says want to change what I'm to share.
所以今天达亮牧师不需要有压力。
Oh,
Amen. 我们在这边服侍神。OK, 让圣灵带领我们好不好
？Amen.
Amen. Amen. 我相信今天神会跟我们讲他所要说的这话。OK, 今天我要跟你们讲的到是呆豆是怎么样讲啊？
我们的题目
就是把门关上 ，close the door 对吗 ？Shut the door 啊。关了你的门啊 ，OK， 所、so、以我们用列王记下书，对，第四章，好不好？我们打开我们的圣经，阿门。我不要再讲下去了，我知道我们听得很辛苦哦。Hallelujah, come, let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for this privilege to share the word here in the Chinese service.
父神，我们感谢有这个时刻与你来分享神你的话语。
And I pray that you will move in our midst in a powerful way.
我祷告你在这个时刻大大的在我们当中动工。
I thank you for the power of your word.
我感谢你的话语的能力。
And the message that you are speaking to us today.
而且今天你要对我们所说的一切的话语。
And so I pray that the truth of your word.
而我祷告你的真理。
And the power of your spirit will bring us into a new level.
你的圣灵的大能会把我们提升到一个更高的境界。
I declare that everything you want to do in the Chinese service
我宣告在中文部你所要成就的一切
will come to pass
会被成就
I pray Lord that the power of your spirit will be at work in our lives
我祷告你的圣灵的同在会在我们的生命当中
that you will open our eyes to see
开启我们的眼睛
open our ears to hear
打开我们的耳朵
and let our spirit embrace everything that you're doing here
让我们的灵一切拥抱你所要做的一切
so I commit this time into your hands
而我把今天的时刻交托在你手中
in Jesus' mighty name I pray
奉耶稣的名基督名祷告祈求
Amen
Amen
Amen as I was praying for the Chinese service
当我在为众人来祷告的时候
As we join together in a time of worship
让我们一起来敬拜神
I sense that the Lord is going to do a new work in this in the Chinese ministry
我觉得上帝要在众人部做一件新事
You know, when I was preparing for this weekend
而且在这个时候为这聚会来准备的时刻
I was praying and thanking God for how the Chinese ministry has been growing
我感谢我为这上帝来感谢就是上帝在众人部所做一件事情
I rejoice in seeing the team grow in the Chinese ministry
看见团队们的增长是多么喜乐的事情
I rejoice in seeingthe breakthroughs God is bringing in your lives.
很高兴看到这样的一个突破来到我们的当中。
I'm very excited to hear the testimonies of the water baptism for the Chinese congregants.
很兴奋听到洗礼一切的见证。
And as God continues to bless us, I thank God for what Pastor Chris has been doing in Taiwan and in different parts of the world.
而上帝继续的透过翁牧师在台湾还有各地不同的地方来祝福我们。
Because there is a move of God amongst the Chinese speaking in the world.
因为神就是在说华语的这个群组当中做一件新事。
And in fact, when I was in Taiwan recently,
而在最近我在台湾的时候
I was saying to the Lord, I wish I could speak Mandarin more fluently.
我跟神说，哎呀，我多么想让能够更顺利的讲我的华语。
Because there is such a need of what God is doing amongst the Chinese speaking.
因为很多的人需要神的一切的重工的工作。
And so I was rejoicing at what God is doing in our Chinese ministry.
而且我非常开心看见神在众部所做的一切。
And the message that I was preparing was talking about how God has moved in our midst.
而今天我要准备的一些讯息是讲到神在我们当中做一切。
And as I prepared for that, when I walked into the service in the time of worship,
当我起初准备，然后进到这个礼堂的时候，
the Holy Spirit prompted me that God is going to do something even more.
圣灵提示我的就是他要在我们当中做一个更大的一件事情。
There is a preparation that God has begun in the Chinese ministry.
在中文部里面正在有一个准备的一个季节当中。
God is setting the stage.
神已经是在准备我们。
God is preparing our hearts.
神在准备我们的心。
And we are going to see in the days to come greater growth than we've ever before.
而我们很接近的日子当中会看到更大的一些的成长。
Amen.
Amen.
God is gonna do amazing things in your life.
神会在你的生命当中做那美丽的工作。
And amongst the Chinese speaking people here in Singapore and beyond.
甚至是在讲华语的在新加坡讲华语的人民。
So today I want you to open your hearts to receive the word of God.
所以今天我邀请大家敞开我们的心来聆听神的话语。
Because what God is gonna do here.
因为神在我们当中所做的。
It's not just about Pastor Chris or the rest of the pastoral team.
不是问牧师和牧师团队们。
It is what, it is how each and every one of us will respond to what the Holy Spirit is saying.
而是你和我各自的回应圣灵所要在我们中心中所做的一切。
So let's look at the Bible together.
让我们一起来看圣经。
2 Kings chapter 4.
让我们一起来看列王记下的第十章。
Pastor Todd, would you read for us verses 1 to 7, please?
是的，我们就一起来看列王记下的第四章的第一节到第七节。有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以斯以利沙说：“你仆人，我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华，是你所知道的。现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。”以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”他说：“婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。”以利沙说：“你去。”向你众邻居借空器皿，不要少借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是夫人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。器皿都满了，他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了。”油就止住了。夫人去告诉神人，神人说：“你去卖油还债，所剩的呢，你和你儿子可以靠着度日。”
Amen.
Amen.
关上门。
Close the door.
God is asking us to close the door.
所以就是要我们关上门。
And today I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is prompting us to close some doors in our lives.
而我觉得上帝在这个时刻要我们在我们的生命当中关上一些门。
Because in order for us to open the door to what God is going to do,
如果我们要敞开我们的生命来让神来介入的话，
we have to close the door to what the enemy has done.
我们必须要关上一些恶者能够进入的门。
Amen.
Amen.
Now in verse 2, the Bible tells us that Elisha asked the woman, "What can I do for you?"
那么在第二节里，我们听到了，就是以利沙问着夫人，我可以为你做什么？
What can I do for you?
我可以为你做什么？
And the woman's answer was, "I have nothing."
那夫人的回答就是我什么都没有。
She couldn't even answer what God could do or what she wanted God to do.
她甚至不能够回答神曾怎么开在生命中动工。
Now this is a reality for many of us.
那这是对我们来讲是一个很真实的事情。
When the doors of the enemy are open in our lives.
当恶者有一道门进入我们的生命的时候，
we will often find it difficult to say what we want God to do.
我们就很多时候面对困难来说神要我们说的话。
But today, the Spirit of the Lord is asking you.
但是今天圣灵在问你的是，
My son, my daughter,
我的儿女啊，
what can I do for you?
我能够为你做什么？
In this Chinese ministry,
在这中文部，
God is asking you, what can I do for you?
神在问我能为你做什么？
And sometimes in our minds, as we serve God,
而且有些时候，当我们来服侍神的时刻，
we are caught up with this thought, what can I do for God?
我们一直在问，我能够为神做什么？
有没有这样问过啊？有啊。Oh, sorry,
有吗？
I'm waiting for you to interpret. 有没有这样问过？有吧？对不对？很多时候我们都问神，我能为你做什么？ But God is asking you today, what can I do for you?
但是神今天就是问的，就是我能够为你做什么
？Why？
为什么?
Because God is more powerful than us.
因为神比我们来得更能有能力。
And no matter what we think we can do,
而不管我们觉得我们可以为神做的事情,
God is much greater.
神大过一切。
And today the Spirit of the Lord is asking you,
而且圣灵在这个时刻问你,
What can I do?
我能为你。
In this Chinese ministry,
在中文部。
What can I do in your life?
在你的生命当中我为你做什么?
What can I do in your family?
在你的家庭当中我能为你做什么?
And I want you to hear this question in your mind.
而我邀请你们大家回想这个问题。
This is not just a question that I'm asking you.
这个不是我单单我问你的一道问题。
It is a question the Spirit of God is asking you.
而是圣灵正在问你的一个问题。
And the problem we see in the widow's answer is strange.
而我们看到这个寡妇她的回答其实很奇怪的。
Now Elisha, he's the great prophet.
那么以利沙他是一个很伟大的一位先知。
She knew who she needed to turn to for help.
她知道需要帮助可以找谁。
You must understand.In the Old Testament, people didn't know how to go to God directly.
那么我们大家要知道，就是在旧约的时刻呢，很多人他们其实不懂怎么样去接近神。
And so they have to go through a prophet or go through a priest.
因此他们要透过先知，透过祭司。
And so this woman knew how to get to God because she went to Elisha.
而且这位妇人呢，她知道怎么到达那神那边，因为她去到以利沙那里。
And then when Elisha asked her, "What can I do for you?"
当以利沙问她，我能为你做什么的时候。
Suddenly, she didn't know how to answer.
突然间不懂怎么回答。
And today, I wanna expose that reality for us.
而今天我要敞开揭晓这样的一个真实。
Sometimes we don't know what to ask.
有时候我们真的是不懂问怎么样的问神。
Because we really do not know what we want.
因为我们自己不知道心里要什么。
Sometimes we do not know what to ask.
有时候我们不懂怎么样的问。
Because we think we do not deserve it.
因为我们觉得我们不配。
Sometimes we do not know what to ask.
有时候我们不懂怎么来问。
Because we are too overwhelmed by our circumstances.
因为我们被我们的情况给淹没了。
But God is asking you, what can I do for you?
但是神在这个时候问着你，我能为你做什么？
I want you to open your spirit.
我要请你敞开你的灵。
I want you to start seeing what you need God to do in your life.
而且开始的让神在此刻来介入为你做的一件事。
What you need to see God do in your family.
你需要神在你的家庭当中所成就的。
And together here in the Chinese ministry, I need you to see what you want God to do in this Chinese ministry.
而在中文部一起的看见神在中文部所要成就的。
Because the breakthroughs are about to come.
因为突破即将来临。
Amen. The Bible says, "What can I do for you?"
圣经说的就是我能为你做什么。
And her answer was very sad.
而她的答案其实很令人伤心。
She didn't answer the question.
她没有回答问题。
But instead, she says, "I have nothing at home."
她的答案就是我家里一切一无所有。
Just a little bit of oil.
只有一点点的油。
I have nothing except a little bit of oil.
我除了那一点点油以外，一无所有。
Now, do you realize that her words were one of negativism?
你发现她的话是那么样的消极的吗？
She could have said, "I have some oil at home."
她其实可以回答，我家有一点油。
But she said, "I have nothing except a little oil."
但是她的答案就是呢，我家除了那一点油以外呢，一无所有。
The answer is technically the same.
答案其实是正确的。
But her posture was, her spirit was wrong.
但是她的灵，她的姿态却是错了。
Today I want to encourage you.
今天我要鼓励你们大家。
Don't look at how little you have.
不要看你生命所有的那渺小的。不要看到你的缺乏。
Don't look at anything that will hold you back.
不要看到任何能够拦住你的事情。
Because the Spirit of God is calling out to you.
因为圣灵正在呼唤着你们。
What can I do for you?
我能够为你做什么？
And when God begins to move.
而当神开始动工的时候。
Our hearts must be prepared.
我们的心要准备好。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And so I want to share with you a few doors that we must close.
所以我要与大家分享一些我们要关的门。
In order to experience this breakthrough.
我们要经历这样的一个突破。
The first door that we must shut is the door to loss.
第一个我们要关的门呢，就是那个怕失去的这一道门。
You see, the woman had lost everything.
你看吗？这位妇人她失去了一切。
Her husband had died.
她的先生死了。
And the husband didn't just die.
她的先生不只是这样死。
The Bible says the husband left her a lot of debt.
圣经告诉我们的就是呢，他留了很多债给这位妇人。
Do you realize that?
你们注意到吗？经文所讲的。
And so she had not just lost her husband.
她不仅是失去了她的丈夫。
She inherited his debt.
她呢，就是背了一债一大窝的债。
And then on top of that, she ran now the risk of losing her children.
而且现在呢，她可能就是也失去她的孩子。
Some years ago, I remember I was called in the middle of the night.
在几年前，我记得有一个晚上，有人打个电话给我。
And the lady on the phone was telling me, one of the members of the church was telling me.Can you please come right now?
那位有位姐妹呢，就是在打电话上就跟我说，你们能够立刻的来。
I said, what happened?
我说发生什么事。
And she was sobbing on the phone uncontrollably.
她在电话上哭泣着。
She said, my husband has just committed suicide.
她说我的老公刚刚自杀。
I went down to the block of flats where it happened.
我去到那一个组那里楼下。
The ambulance had arrived. The police had arrived.
救护车、警方都到达了。
The woman, the wife was in shock and in trauma.
那位妇女就是失去了她这一切了，她就是惊慌了。
And she had two young children, just like this widow.
就好像这位寡妇，她有两个小孩子。
She was in shock. She was in trauma.
她就是不能够理解这一切的事情。
And then after we processed through everything, the ambulance took the body away. The next day, we had to go through all the paperwork and the processes.
当我们就是一切的把这些行政上的东西给搞好过后。
And later on, within that day, I found out from the family.
就是在当晚，我就是从家人那边了解到的是
that this woman, that this man,
而是这一位男生
had a lot of debt.
他背了一大窝的债。
He had a lot of debt from the credit cards，
就是信用卡的债。
And a lot of debts from loan sharks，
还有这个大耳窿的这样的债。
Just like this woman，
就好像这位夫人。
She lost her husband and inherited a lot of debts，
失去了丈夫，也是有那么多的债等着要
还。In fact, the situation was so bad。
而且那个情况是那么样的恶
劣。I remember that during the funeral, the first night as we were having the funeral，
我记得就是在第一晚的那个追思会。
As the funeral service was going on, as I was preaching that service,
在那一晚上，我在这追思会来讲道的时候
，I saw a whole group of men waiting outside.
我看到一组男人就是在外面等着。
And I knew exactly who they were.
我知道他们是谁。
These were the loan sharks.
这是就讨债的。
And the moment the service ended, they walked in and they started challenging the wife as well as her parents, the parents of the deceased man.
当这个追思会结束的时候，这一组男人就是进来来去挑战，去找这位妇女还有她的孩子。
Asking for their money,
还有讨钱。
It was a difficult time.
这是很艰难的时刻。
I remember I walked up to them and I kind of separated them.
我记得我去到那边把他们两个分开，两组人分开。
And they were saying they owe us money, they must give me back the money.
这些人就跟我说，他们欠我钱，他们一定要还。
Since he cannot pay anymore, the family must pay.
既然这个男生不能还，家人要还，他们越来越凶。
So my fierce side also came out.
我的凶的一面就出来了。
I said to them, "You're here at the funeral."
你在这个追思会当中，
他们什么都没有。
They have nothing.
你要棺材你就拿吧。
You want a coffin, you take.
And suddenly, all of them were shocked.
突然间，他们全惊讶了。
One by one, they started walking away.
一个一个，他们离开。
But what am I telling you here?
今天我要跟你们说什么呢？
Sometimes there is loss in our lives.
有时候我们的生命会面对到这样的失去。
And sometimes we have no control over the loss.
而不可以能够控制这样的一个失去。
Today we have to close that door to the loss of our past.
我们今天要必须为这过去的失去呢关上那道门。
So that we can enter into the season of restoration.
让我们今天踏进这个修复的这道门。
Because the moment you are continually trapped in that place of loss.
因为当我们继续的存在这样的一个失望失去的这个过去的时候。
Then you will continually be drawn in with the pressure and the sadness of your heart.
你会继续的被过去的这些的消极失望被拉着吸引着。
But God wants you to close the door to the loss so that you can open the door to God's restoration.
但神要我们关上这个失去的这道门，来进入到这个恢被修复的这个季节当中。
Amen.
Amen.
And so today, whatever door to loss, whatever loss you've experienced in your life.
所以到此为止，今天有什么面对的失望、失去的这道门的话
，Today The Spirit of God is asking you to close that door.
今天圣灵告诉你，就是关上那道门。
And God will open the door to His restoration into your life.
而神会打开一个修复的一个季节的这道门。
That restoration will bring the healing of God.
那一个修复的季节会带来神的医治。
And I speak into your life that God will bring back much more than you have ever lost.
而我宣告进入你的生命的，就是呢，你所得来的会比更加失去的来的更多。
Amen.
Amen.
The second door to close.
第二道门呢，就是
is to close the door to creditors.
那就是呢，那个关上那追债的那一道门。
Now, when the woman, when Elisha told the woman, go back home and close the door.
那当伊丽莎说了，就是回去了，关上那道门的时候
，spiritually she was closing the door to her loss.
那在灵界里面呢，她其实就是在关上那个失去过去的那道门了。
But in the same act, she was also closing the door to her creditors.
而且同样的一个举动呢，她也是关上对债主们的这样的一个行动。
I could imagine that the creditors were walking around.
我可以想象这些债主就是走来走去。
Looking at what she's doing.
看着她在做什么。
Why is she going to her neighbors to borrow, vessels, containers?
为什么她去到邻居那边借器皿？
And then bringing that into her house.
然后带进她的家中。
她在搞什么啊？
What's she doing?
What secret does she have?
她就是在做什么样的东西？
And so they could possibly be looking.
他们就是在观察着。
But they were probably there also to intimidate her.
或许他们也是在旁边来去恐吓她。
You know, I've worked with a lot of people who had dealt with loan sharks and creditors.
是的，我跟很多不同的人，甚至有一些的大窿的，有一些的债主的来去接触过。
And one of the ways they work is to intimidate you.
有一个方面就是呢，他们用恐吓来夺取他们所要的。
以前他们喜欢放那个猪头在你的家，对不对？
Hang pig's head on the door.
你们有没有看过啊？现在不可以拿，买不到。新加坡买不到猪头，要去马来西亚买。不过买了不能带进来新加坡，也是没有用。
Okay, cannot buy pig's head.
对，我没在家都逃了，都扯脖了。新加坡。So that's the reality.
但是这个事实真实是。
But why do they do things like that?
为什么他们这样做呢
？Why do they spray the words there?
为什么他们来喷漆呢？
Because of intimidation.
他们要恐吓。
And so I could imagine the debtors were intimidating the widow.
我可以想象的就是这些债主正在恐吓这位妇儿，这位寡妇。
And the devil is the same.
而且恶者也一样的作为。
The devil has no authority over our lives.
恶者在我们的生命没有任何的这个权柄。
Why?
为什么？
Because we have the blood of Jesus.
因为我们有耶稣的宝血的遮盖。
God has redeemed us.
神已经是救赎了我们。我们是神的孩子。
God has no authority over your life.
但二者没有这样的一个控制在我们的生命当中。
And the devil knows that.
而且二者知道。
So what does he do?
所以他就做什么呢？
He tries to intimidate.
他就是恐吓我们。
And that is why today I want you to close the door to the debtors.
所以今天我要你对着这个债主的这个门来也关上。
The devil is one of the spiritual debtors that we must break. Close the door to.
这撒旦魔鬼呢，其实就是其中一位我们要关上的一位债主。
What does the devil like to do?
这魔鬼他要做，他爱做的是什么呢？
He will tell you you have done all these wrong things.
他会提醒你，哦，你做了这些错事情。
He will tell you you are in trouble.
他会跟你讲说，哎呀，你是有问题了。
And he will keep saying, I'm here to collect.
他会说，就我来这里来收取。
He's here to say your life belongs to me.
他会来跟你来说，就是你的生命是属于我的。
And he will intimidate you.
他会恐吓你。
Because he will put thoughts in your mind.
因为他会把思想放进你的脑里。
He will put doubts into your heart.
他让你开始的怀疑。
That God has abandoned you.
来让你相信了，就是
that you are on your own.
神抛弃你，你一个人。
That you are at the end of the road.
你就是尽头了。
Today, close the door to the devil.
关上门吧，今天。
Because God has given us life.
因为神给我们的生命。
You see, the spiritual creditors are here to take away the life, the hope, the strength from us.
因为这属灵里面的这样的债主，再一次把一切的压力、一切的困难，在放在我们的生命当中。
But God has given us life.
但是神给了我们生命。
And when you shut the door to the lies and the doubts of the enemy,
当你关上对这个恶者债主的这些的谎言的时候，
you will open the door to the life that God is giving to you.
你会敞开对神给你的这样一个生命的一个季节。
You will open the door to the blessings that God wants to pour into your life and to your family.
你会敞开进入到神祝福你生命的一个季节。
You know, sometimes we don't receive the fullness of God's blessings. blessings.
那么有时候我们没有大大的领受神给我们的一切的祝福。
Because we are always stuck with what we owe.
那是因为我们停留在我们所欠人的一切。
We are always looking at what we don't have.
我们就是会一直看着我们所没有的。
Remember what the Lord said to the woman.
但是记得神跟这位妇人说什么。
What can I do for you?
我可以为你做什么。
And all she could say is, I have nothing but some oil.
她只是能够说，我除了这一点油以外，什么东西都没有。
The spiritual creditor in her life had robbed her of every blessing that God was bringing to her.
这些属灵的债主把她拥有的一切的祝福都给夺走了。
And today, God is wanting you to see.
而今天神要我们看见
every blessing and breakthrough he wants to bring into your life.
他要带给你生命的一切的祝福和突破。
You got to shut the door to the creditors.
但是我们必须要关上这个对债主的门。
And open the door to God's life.
然后来敞开你的生命来领受神给你们一切的祝福。
The devil will drive us to a place of despair.
恶者会推我们到一个很失望绝望的地步。
Drive us to a place of hopelessness.
来带我们到一个绝望的一个时刻。
But God is here to open the door of his life.
但是神在这里来开启他要给你的生命的一道门。Amen. Amen 吗
The third thing.
第三个。
The third door to shut.
第三个我们要关上的门。
Shut the door to fear and doubt.
那就是关上对惧怕还有疑惑的这道门。
Now I want you to put yourself in the shoes of this widow for a moment.
跟我想象你就是那位寡妇。
Okay, the man of God told you to go and borrow a lot of vessels.
那这位神人叫你去借很多很多的器皿，
大的、小的、圆的、四方形的，全部都拿进家了，对不对
？Big, small, round, tall,
square, everything. Square, okay, everything. All bring into the house.
Okay, 全部都太
极了。So, 你的家全部都是这些器皿，对吗
？A lot of vessels.
And 你说所有的只是一点点油。
You only have very little oil.
Now put yourself in that shoes of the woman.
你如果你是那位寡妇
you look at all these vessels.
你看了多么多的器皿
then you hold this small bottle of oil.
你就拿起这小瓶油
what comes to your mind?
第一件事你想到是什么
God, did I really hear you correctly?
神啊，我真的有听得清楚吗？有听对吗？
God, will the miracle really happen now?
神啊，这个神迹真会发生吗？
And it's not just that woman, because many of us have been in that exact same situation.
不仅是这位妇人，但是我们每一个曾经也是在这样的情况之下。
Suddenly, as we look at our circumstances,
突然间我们看到我们生命的环境时，
we look at the overwhelming odds against us.
我们看到好多好多的难题在我们的面前。
And we ask ourselves,
我们就问自己，
神啊，你真的在这里吗？
God, are you really here?
神啊，我有没有听错啊？
Did I hear wrongly? Did I hear correctly?
We have to shut the door to fear and doubt.
我们要关上这一对对着惧怕和疑惑的这道门。
In order to open the door of faith and miracles.
让我们走进这样的一个信心还有神迹的一个
季节。But I want you to imagine with me what was happening in this widow's house.
我邀请你们大家跟我一起想象这个情况。
The woman went to borrow from all her neighbors.
她跟她的所有的邻居来借器皿。
你有什么器皿？借给我，借给我。
Yeah, lend to me, lend to me.
Okay, so 全部带进她家，对吧 ？So 她马上在想。Okay, 我现在要what am I going to do with all this, right?
怎么办？我借了那么多的器皿。
But if you were her neighbor, what would you be thinking?
如果你是她的邻居，你会想什么呢？
这个寡妇拿了我的器皿，拿了这么多，哎呀，要干什么啊
？This woman borrowed so many. What's she going to do with it?
对不对？我们平时都是会很霸的嘛，我们都是很
generous，
不是 generous 啦 ，very busybody 啊。
我们很
给
博啊，
对不对？
我很给博。
你借了我的这些器皿要做什么？我给博要知道啦，对不对？你拿了我要看你要拿去做什么，
yeah.
对不对 ？So can you imagine if we were the neighbors, we would probably be waiting outside her house, looking inside.
如果我们是她的邻居，我们会做什么呢？我们站在她的门外面，看着她到底在做什么，
对不对？有谁会这样做吗？
有谁会这样做的？
不要骗啊！你们一个一个
没有人
呀、啊，对不对？
对不对
？And so the Elisha told the woman shut the door.
所以伊丽莎告诉夫人 关上这个门。
Not only to close the door of fear and doubt in our own heart，
不仅是关上对这样的一个惧怕，在心中的惧怕的这道门。
But to the fear and doubt that the people around will bring to you，
而且这些周围可能带给这些妇人的这样的惧怕和疑惑的门。
You know, sometimes when God calls us to step out in faith，
有时候当神叫我们凭着信心踏出那一步的时候
，we are unable to move because we are afraid of what people around us are thinking。
我们不敢行，因为我们怕人家的看法。
Sometimes God says, "Step out and lead."
神就说起来去带领吧。
And we don't want to lead.
我们不要带领。
Because we are afraid of what people may say about us.
我们怕人家的意见，
对不对？
Yes.
And so God says to you today, "Shut the door to fear and doubt."
所以神今天告诉你，就是关上这个疑惑和惧怕的门。
In your heart.
在你的心中的。
As well as in the perspectives of what you think people are looking at you.
甚至人怎么看你的，也关上那道门吧。
She had to have the simple obedience.
她只要单单有那简单的顺服的心。
You see, when we can shut the door to fear and doubt.
当我们能够关上这个惧怕和疑惑的门的时候。
You open the door to faith.
你打开的就是信心。
You open the door to the miracles of God.
你打开的就是那看见神迹发生的那道。
I remember how Jesus went to the home of Jairus's daughter who had died.
我记得他耶稣他怎么去到他这个Jairus，
用尽了啊， okay. 一个老师啦，one of the teachers of the law，
他的孩子的家。
And in order for God to for Jesus to raise the daughter from the dead，
如果当耶稣要这位女儿从死里复活的时候，
He had to chase everybody out，
他必须要叫所有的人离开，
because all of them were weeping and mourning over the girl's death，
因为所有的人都是为着这位小朋友的死亡而哭泣。
But Jesus was wanting Jairus to have faith for a miracle today，
但是耶稣就是要 Jairus 就是有这样的一个信心的来相信。
Today God wants you to close the door to fear and doubt，
今天神要你关上对这惧怕和疑惑的门。
Some of you are afraid about what your future may be like.
有些人对着你的未来有这样的一个惧怕。
What your, how your, how you will survive, how you will have finances.
你在经济上怎么样的克服这个未来。
Some of us are doubting if God will still continue to use us in where we are in our lives.
有些人可能就是怀疑，神啊，你还会在我的生命当中继续的使用我吗？
Shut the door to fear and doubt.
关上这个惧怕和疑惑的门。
Don't let anything else see you in any way different.
不要让任何的人或事物来让你看到一切神看你的那个。
God has given you that oil in your hand.
神把他的油已经放在你的手里了。
And God has brought in the vessels for you to fill.
神已经把这个器皿带进你的家了。
The miracle is here for you.
那个神迹就等着在发生。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Number four,
第四个门。
Close the door to negative voices.
关上对这负面话声音的这道门。
You know, I was talking about all the busybody neighbors looking in, right?
我在讲的就是这些多管闲事的邻居在周围看着。
Now, before they were busybody watching her.
当他们还没有这么样的给博的来看的时候。
All right, before they are 给博啦，
在讲还给博之前呢。
When she go and borrow all the vessels from them.
她当这位妇女去跟他们来借这样的一个器皿时候。
Now you must know, they know she's poor.
你们要知道的就是这些邻居都知道这位妇女是贫穷的。
Her husband is dead.
她的丈夫刚死。
Creditors are here to take their children.
债主就是来夺她的孩子。
So now she comes and knock on your door.
而现在这些人就是在她门在扣着。
Do you have any vessel to lend me?
你有没有器皿来借给我呢？
If you were the neighbor, what would your answer be?
如果你是那位邻居，你会给他什么答案呢？
你要这个器皿来做什么？
我
要来做什么啊？
要你做乜嘢？
做乜嘢啊？对不对 ？So they will probably be doubting her.
他们或许就是怀疑他的动机。
But more importantly, they will be saying.Why do you take these vessels from me?
更重要的就是他们会问你为什么要拿这个钱。
I could imagine that some of them are saying, "Are you trying to take these vessels to go and sell and earn a little bit of money?"
他们可能是想你是不是要把这个器皿拿去卖来赚一点小块。
And they could become negative voices that were telling her that she is doing something wrong.
而且这些是负面的声音来告诉这位寡妇她在做一些错事。
Maybe they were telling her, "Don't worry, let the creditors take your sons."
可能他们也是跟她说，哎呀，放心啦，让这债主拿你的孩子啊。
And, you know, just continue in your life.
啊，继续过你的生活吧。
Many times there are people around us who will speak negatively into our hearts.
很多的时候，我们生命中的有些人会在我们的心中来说 断这些负面的话语。
And this is one of the biggest enemies we must break.
而且这个就是一个其中一个最大的一个敌人，我们必须要突破，我们要破除
的。One of the doors that we must close.
一个其中要关的这一道门呢
？Just now, Pastor Chris asked us to take the publicity flyer and give to people around us.
刚才翁牧师邀请我们就把这个单张传给旁边的人。
And she said it.
她刚才有说了。
Why do we speak that negative voice to ourselves that nobody will come?
有些人却有这个想法，哎呀，没有人会来的。
The negative voices will rob us of God's destiny.
这些负面的声音会夺走神给你的这样的一个命定。
And I want to ask you today, whose voice will you listen to?
今天我要问你，你要听谁的声音？
The voice will tell you it's impossible.
这个声音会跟你讲是不可能的。
The world will tell you it's a dead end.
这个世界会告诉你是没有办法的。
Sometimes our own heart becomes the negative voice.
有时候我们自己的心就是那负面的声音。
But today God is saying to you, listen to His voice.
但是神今天告诉你的就是聆听他的声音。
In every situation, it's easy for us to be trapped by the negative voices in our lives.
在各个不同的情况之下，我们容易被这些负面的声音被卡住。
And sometimes the negative voices are from the people closest to us.
而且有时候这些负面的声音是从最跟我们最亲的人而来的。
Shut the door to the negative voice.
关上这负面声音的门。
But can I also add something?
我可以要加多一句。
Be careful not to be a negative voice to the people around you.
也请不要成为那负面的声音的那一个人。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
When you shut the door to the negative voices,
当你关上负面声音的门的时候，
you will find a freedom to obey the voice of God.
你就得着那个自由来跟随着神的声音。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Not just about who you invite to come to church.
不是只是单单讲到你邀请来到教会的人去。
But about how God is going to use your life.
乃是神在你生命要怎么样的使用你。
About what God is going to do in the church.
神要在中文部在教会所要成就的一切。
You know, recently, few years ago, I was ministering in Trinity, Jakarta.
那么在最近几年前，我就在这个雅加达山地在那边来服侍他们。
And there was a young girl that was finishing her high school education and getting ready to go university.
有一些一位少女，她就是准备进入到这个大学的学业。
But she realized she knew that her family didn't have the finances to support her to get into the university she wanted to go.
她知道家人其实没有这个经济能力来去支持她进去这大学。
And she was struggling with that decision because in the time of prayer she felt that God spoke to her clearly about it.
她就是在这样的一个过程当中挣扎，因为她很清楚听到神的声音。
And so, she didn't quite know how to go.
所以她不懂怎么样的去走下一步。
The negative voices told her to die to her dreams.
这些负面的声音告诉她说去放弃你的梦想。
Even the parents, they were broken hearted to have to tell her, we are not able to help you.
甚至家长们也很心碎的要跟她讲说我不能够帮到你。
Because they didn't have the money.
因为他们没有这个能力。
But she felt very clearly that it was God who placed that dream in her heart.
但是这位少女呢就在心中很认真的知道神把这个梦想放在他心里。
She continued to shut the door to those negative voices.
她继续的关上这负面声音的门。
When she applied for the university,
当她来就是申请这样的一个时刻的时候，
she still had no idea how she was going to pay for it.
她其实不懂怎么样的去还这笔学费。
But because she shut the door to the negative voices in her life,
但是因为她关上负面声音的门，
she opened the door to God, to the obedience of God.
她敞开生命来聆听神的声音。
And God miraculously not only gave her a place in the university,
而神很神迹般的让她在大学有一个学位，
but provided a scholarship for her to be able to go through that.
也给了她一个奖学金来让她继续她的梦想。
And in fact, a few months later when I went back,
而且几个月后当我回到那里时，
I didn't see her in church.
我在教没有在教会看到她。
And I was a little bit worried.
我其实有点担心。
Because I thought, oh, this girl, you know, got the scholarship, got the blessing of God, started to backslide.
哇，这位女生就是因为有了奖学金开始就远离神。
That was my negative thought.
这是我的负面的想法。
But the parents were so excited, they came up to me and said,
但是那家长他们很兴奋地来到我面前跟我说，
Our daughter is representing her school in a law competition in Amsterdam.
哇，我的女儿就是代表了学校在这样的一个 Amsterdam 那边来去代表学校在那里。
And I was amazed at the goodness of God.
我就是看到神的这样的一个良善是多么的美好的。
Many times you'll be faced with impossible situations.
有很多的时候我们会面对一些不可能的情况。
But today, Open the door through obedience.
但是今天以信心以顺服的心来敞开你心里的那一道门。
Close the door to negative voices.
而关上这负面声音的门。
Amen.
Amen.
Number five.
第五。
The fifth door to close is the door of our past.
那就是要关上的一道门呢，就是这个我们过去的这一道门。
You know, the Bible ends off in verse 7.
那么在第七节我们看到这一节。
Elisha says, go and sell all the oil.
伊丽莎对妇人说呢，你去卖这一切的油。
And pay off the debt.
来还一切的债。
And you and your sons can live on what is left over.
你和你儿子可以靠这些来度日。
I don't know if you realize how powerful that statement is.
我不知道你们会明白这一句话有多么多么有能力吗？
Take, sell it and pay off the debt.
卖了这个油还债。
This is the past.
这个是那过去。
But God isn't interested in just closing our past.
神不仅是要我们把过去给关起来，关上。
God is interested in your future.
神对你的未来是非常在意的。
And so the Lord said to her,
神,
you can live, you and your sons can live on what is left.
而这位这伊丽莎告诉这位妇人，你可以以这些剩下的来用这些来过日子度日。
I believe that the amount of oil, the amount of money she made from selling all the oil,
我相信她从卖油的这笔钱呢
was so much. Not only they could pay off the debt,
有是那么多。不仅能够还债
but to live for the rest of their lives.
也能够一辈子靠这些钱来过生活。
Because you see, in that culture, the widow will not be able to work.
在当时的文化，其实寡妇是不能够赚上班的。
There is no means of survival for her.
没有任何的办法来让他们来生存的。
And she will have to wait until the sons grow up.
她必须要等到孩子长大后。
And be able to work and have a living.
孩子能够来去工作，来去养他。
So it's not a small amount of money.
所以这不是小小的一笔钱。
God's provision was far bigger than we can imagine.
神的供应是超越我们自己能够想象的。
But today God is saying to you, close the door to your past.
但是神告诉你，就是关上你那过去的那一道门。
There are past mistakes that we must close the door to.
我们生命当中的确有一些。自己做错的事情，我们必须要关上那道门。
There are past regrets that we must close the door to.
神界一些的疑惑，一些的后悔，我们必须要去关上的。
There are past circumstances that are not by our own doing.
有一些情况不是我们自己选择进入到的。
But yet we are forced into those situations.
但是却残忍了我们也必须要知道。
The woman didn't have a choice.
这位寡妇没有那个选择
的。She didn't ask for her husband to die.
不是她想要她的丈夫去死。
She probably didn't even know that the husband had debts.
她也不知道，或许不知道她的丈夫有了那么多的债。
But she had to close that door to the past.
但是她必须要关上那过去的那一道门。
I don't know what the door of your past that needs to be closed today.
我今天不知道你面对的过去是什么。
But I know that God is opening the door.For your future right now.
但是我知道的就是上帝正在为你开那个未来的那一道门。
Now the door to your past is not just about bad things.
那么你过去的门呢，不单单只是讲那些不好的事情。
It can also be the past of the breakthroughs and the victories that you've experienced.
可能是讲起过去你所经历的突破和那些胜利。
God is preparing to do something new in your life.
可能神正在这个时刻呢，在你心中做那新的事情。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？And for you to step into your tomorrow.
而让你踏进你的新来的明天。
You've got to close the door to your yesterday.
你必须要关上过去的那一道门。
For the Chinese ministry to step into this next season of growth.
那中文部，我们一同的踏入这个新的一个季节的时刻。
We celebrate what God has done all these years.
我们能够欢庆为这神在中文部所做的一切事情上来欢庆。
But we got to close the door to yesterday.
但是我们要关上对过去的那道门。
So that we can step into our tomorrow.
让我们能够一起踏进这个美好的明天。
We are coming to the end of 2025.
我们要来到了2025年的尾声了。
你们知道吗？
有呢。
明天就11月的最后一天了。后天就是今年的最后一个月了，对不对？We've got to close the door to our past.
我们必须要关上过去的门。
So that we can step into all that God will do in the new year.
让我们踏进神要在我们生命当中在新的一年所做的一切。
Are you ready for that?
你们准备好了吗？
Amen.
Amen.
God is calling you into a life of breakthroughs.
神呼唤我们进入到一个突破的一个生命。
God is calling you into a season of restoration.
神呼召我们进入一个被修复的一个季节。
God's opening the doors to His miracles and restoration in your life.
神正在打开这样的一个神迹，一个信心的一个生命。
And God's causing you to remember His destiny for your tomorrow.
神正在提醒你，他给你对这未来的这样的一个使命。
Would you stand with me right
now? 我邀请大家一同站立起来。
Father, I thank you for your word.
父神，我感谢你今天的话语。
And I pray, Lord, that you will minister to us in this next few moments.
我祷告在接下来的时间，你来服侍你的孩子。
Whatever door that needs to be closed,
不管要关上的什么样的一道门。
In the name of Jesus, I pray that the door will be closed right now.
我奉耶稣基督的名，那一道门必会关上。
And I open the door in the spirit right now.
我且在灵里，我就展开那一道新的门。
The door of faith,
那个信心的那一门。
The door of restoration,
那个被修复的那一道门。
A door of miracles,
那个神迹的门。
A door of your purposes,
你的旨意的门。
I declare that open over our lives right now.
我宣告在你的生命当中那个敞开。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to open these altars for us to respond to the Lord.
在此刻，我要邀请我打开这个祭坛。
And maybe some of us today, God is speaking to you about closing the door of loss.
有些人，神只是在跟你讲有关这个失去的这道门。
Closing the door to your past.
关上你过去的那道门。
Maybe they've trapped you, they've held you down.
或许这些东西呢，拦住你，拉着你。
But God is giving you a sense of freedom in your spirit.
但是神在这个时刻给你一个自由的一个生命。
God is saying to you, today is a new day.
神跟你说是新的一天。
God is showing you a new door that is opening.
神在为你看的就是一个新的一道门。
A door of His life.
他生命的那个门
a door of his purposes,
他的旨意的门
a door of his blessings,
他的祝福的门
a door of his joy and strength,
他的喜乐和力量的那道门
and I don't know what has trapped you in the past,
我不知道过去什么东西缠累着你
but I know that the spirit of God is saying to you today,
但是我知道圣灵正在对你说话
what can I do for you?
我能够为你做什么
and the only way we can ask boldly of God,
只唯一我们能够大胆的来寻求神
is when the door of our yesterdays are closed,
是当我们关上过去也是昨天的那道门
and the door to our tomorrows are open
让我们打开的就是那新的一个未来的门
and so today if there's loss that you've been carrying in your life
而且如果在你的生命当中你曾经有这个失望失去的一道门的话
if there are regrets that have held you back
或者有什么样的后悔拦住着你的话
if there's pain and unforgiveness in your heart
有什么痛苦和不饶恕的话
you need to close those doors
你必须关上
一道门 I invite you to come and surrender it to the Lord.
来把它降服在
神的面前。Your act, your prophetic act of walking to the front.
你的先知性的这个行为来到前面。
Is the prophetic act of closing that door in your life?
那就是先知性的来关上那道门。
And when you walk back to your seats and go back home today,
当你回到你的座位回家的时刻
it is the opening of a new door of what God is going to do.
打开一个新的神在你生命上所做的一件事情。
Some of you, the Lord is saying to you,
有些神在对你说话
shut out those negative voices.
来关上那些负面的思想
so that they no longer hold you back.
让他们不再拦住你了。
So that they no longer create doubt and fear in your heart.
不再让你心中有疑惑还有惧怕。
But I sense some of you, the Lord is saying also.
我觉得有些人神在对你说话。
That He wants you to stop being that negative voice.
他要告诉你，就是停止成为那负面的声音。
That negative voice to yourself.
来对你自己说一些负面的话。
Or that negative voice to the people around you.
或者是跟旁边的人说一些负面的话。
And you say, but Pastor, I know, I don't know how to change.
可能你会说，牧师，我不懂怎么改变。
It starts with you coming before the Lord.
就是当你愿意的来到神的面前。
Change is never by our own strength.
改变不是从我们自己的力量而来的。
It's by what the Holy Spirit will do in us.
是借着圣灵在我们心中所做的那一切。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？And I know that change is going to happen.
而我知道那个改变即将会发生。
And there's some of you you've been saying, God, I need you to work in my family.
有些人曾你需要上帝在你的家庭来动工。
I need you to bring restoration in these relationships.
我需要你在我这个关系上得到那个。
I need you to provide for me in my retirement.
我需要你为这我的退休来有的供应。
I want you to come as well.
我也是邀请你来。
And open the door to God's goodness in your life.
来敞开你的心，来让上帝的良善进入到。
Because God knows exactly what's happening with you.
因为神知道你生命中所需要的这一切。
And He's going to take care of you today.
他会照顾你的。
Amen.
Amen.
As we worship the Lord, let's come before the Lord for a time of responding to the Lord.
当我们敬拜神，让我们一起来回应上帝的。
Amen. Hallelujah. This altar is open.
这个祭坛就是打开着，
Thank you, Jesus.
来，我们就一起来到回应上帝吧。
来吧，让我们为你祷告。